Hi, this is Chinese Pod. I'm Jenny.
Hi, guys. My name is John Pasden.
Today, we have a newbie lesson talking about different months throughout the year.
Right. So time is always important to be able to communicate. And today, we're focusing on the months of the year.
Yes. And the good news is it's much simpler to say different months in Chinese than in English.
Right. You don't have to memorize 12 names. But you do need to know your numbers.
So if you've studied numbers from 1 to 10, this lesson would be quite simple.
1 to 12 would be even better.
Oh, 对. In any case, let's preview the word which means month in Chinese.
Okay.
月. 月.
So that's fourth tone, right?
Yes.
Y-U-E, fourth tone.
月. And this is the word you're going to hear several times in today's dialogue.
Okay, so every month has 月 in it. So let's listen in three times and then we'll explain everything.
你七月去美国吗?
不是,我九月去。
什么时候回来? 十月吗?
不告诉你。
Second time.
你七月去美国吗?
不是,我九月去。
什么时候回来? 十月吗?
不告诉你。
Third time.
你七月去美国吗?
不是,我九月去。
什么时候回来? 十月吗?
不告诉你。
And now the translation.
你七月去美国吗?
Are you going to the States in July?
你七月去美国吗?
Are you going to the States in July?
你七月去美国吗? 不是,我 九月去.
No, I'm going in September.
不是,我九月去.
No, I'm going in September.
不是,我九月去. 什么时候回来? 十月吗?
When will you come back? October?
什么时候回来? 十月吗?
When will you come back? October?
什么时候回来? 十月吗? 不告诉你。
Not telling you.
不告诉你。
I'm not telling.
不告诉你。 She's quite cheeky, huh?
Yeah, you can use this response for almost anything, can't you?
But if you're a guy, it would come across as weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a little weird in Chinese too, isn't it?
It's cute.
Okay. Anyway, let's look at the first line in the dialogue.
It's a yes or no question. 你七月 去美国吗? 你七月去美国吗?
So literally this is, you, July, go to the United States?
Yes.
Right? So we know it's a yes, no question because of the particle at the end of the sentence. Let's work from the back.
Okay, so that particle is ma, 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 neutral tone.
Okay, ma, that indicates it's a yes, no question.
Mm.
All right, and so what's the yes, no question about?
It's about a country. 美国. 美国.
All right. Third tone, second tone. 美国. And this is the name for the United States, America, right?
Yes. 美国. 美国.
Okay, but there's a verb in there too, right?
去. 去. Q-U, fourth tone.
Okay, so 去 means to go to.
去, 去.
So to go to the United States is?
去美国, 去美国.
All right, now what if we just wanted to ask, will you go to the United States?
Then it's 你去美国吗? 你去美国吗?
Okay, so you added the 你 in the beginning, right?
And of course it means you. In this question, we are asking, are you going to the States in July? So we have this word, July. 七月七月
So that's QI, first tone, 七, right?、Mm. And then YUE, fourth tone, is 月,
月 Yes.
So together again, it's
七月七月
July. Okay, so let's hear that one more time. If you just say, are you going to the United States?、
Mm.
You would ask it how?
你去美国吗?你去美国吗?
Okay, so that's also a yes-no question. Now, if you're asking, are you going to the States in July, you say,
你七月去美国吗?你七月去美国吗?
Okay, now notice we put the word for July right after the 你, right in the beginning of the sentence.
Mm.
Was this a coincidence?
No.
It has to go there, right?
Yeah.
You can't put it at the end.
Nope. So you put...七月 before the verb.
Okay, and right after the subject.、
Mm.
Okay, so are you going to the States in July?
The answer is nope. 不是不是
Okay, 不是 And that's just pretty much negating whatever was said, right?
Yeah. She's going there in September. 我九月去我九月去
Okay, so this structure is very similar to what we saw in the first sentence, which was a question.This one's a statement. The order is the same, right?
嗯，我九月去。So you have subject, time, and a verb.
Okay, so the subject is
我，我。
Third tone, that means I.
嗯。
And then the next one is the time word, right?
对，九月，九月。
So 9 month, that means September.
Yes. So...Hopefully, you're seeing some pattern here.
Right?
Now, in Chinese, to express different month, we just put the number with the word 月.
So, 九月, that's third tone and fourth tone. It means September.
Mm.
So, just now when we said the word for July, obviously that was 7.
就是七,七月,七月。
So if you know your numbers 1 through 12, you already know all 12 months pretty much.
Oh, so nice.
Ah,
mm.
Easy.
Shortcut.
Okay, so I'm going in September is...
我九月去。我九月去。
All right, got it. So then there's another question.
什么时候回来?什么时候回来?
Okay, this sentence seemed a little bit long, but it's really just two parts.
Hmm.
So the first part is when, right?
Yes. 什么时候?什么时候?
Okay, 什么时候?
Mm. So this literally means what time?
Yeah, like what when?
Mm.
Okay, so it just means when.
Yes. 什么时候? And following that, we have a verb which means to come back. 回来,回来。
Okay, 2 second tones, right?
Mm.
回来。So when come back?
Yes. So you don't need a subject here or the tense aspect will. Just say when come back.
Okay, and again that is
什么时候回来?什么时候回来?
Okay, and remember the order too.
Mm.
First the when and then the verb.
Yes. And the guy also makes a guess. 十月吗?十月吗?
Right, so we know that the ma is for yes-no questions.
Hmm.
And so he's saying, is it October? So the word for October is...
十月,十月。Because the word for 10 is 十,十。
That's second tone, right?
Yes.
Okay, 十月,second, fourth, October.
Hmm. And the woman isn't going to tell him. 不告诉你。不告诉你。
She's toying with him.
Ah.
Okay, so 不, of course, means not.
Mm. And 你 means you.
Okay, so the key verb here is...
告诉。告诉。
告诉。That's fourth tone and neutral, and it means to tell, right?
Yes. Okay, so this is our exchange concerning month. Let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times, and then we will get more into month.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
你七月去美国吗？
不是，我九月去。
什么时候回来？十月吗？
不告诉你。
Second time.
你七月去美国吗？
不是，我九月去。
什么时候回来？十月吗？
不告诉你。
Third time.
你七月去美国吗？
不是，我九月去。
什么时候回来？十月吗？
不告诉你。
All right, so how about we practice this language a little bit more using a few other months which are not in the dialogue?
Okay, how about we start from the beginning?
Okay.
一月，一月。
Okay, 一月，一, that's first tone, right?
Yes, and it means one.
Okay, so obviously that's January.
一月。And John, do you know how to say two?
I do, in fact. It is R.
Oh, R. So that makes February 二月。二月。
Okay, so three is 三。So then March is 三月。
对,三月。
All right, hold on. Is this completely regular? Are there any tricks to this?
No.
That's so weird. Like, there are no tricks. It's totally regular. The numbers 1 through 12, you add 月, and then you're done.
Is it too boring for you?
No, I think this might be blowing some of our listeners' minds. Like, this is just so easy. This is awesome.
Okay. Now, we've gone through a lot of the single digits. Yeah. How about let's do the November and December?
Okay.
好。十一月。十一月。
Okay, so it's more syllables, but it's still just a number plus 月。十一, that's 11, right?
Yes. And the way you say 12 is 十二。十二。
Okay, so December is 十二月。
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so now you've got your bases covered when it comes to month.
And if you have any questions about this stuff, then come to ChinesePod.com and ask us.
I will see you next time. 再见。
再见。